Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34, after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be part of yours. I'm very excited about our good buddy Dan Pointer being back on the show. Dan is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the guy who taught me everything I know about publishing. He is the guy who wrote the Bible on self-publishing, the self-publishing manual. Also, writing nonfiction and a number of other books, dozens, I guess, of other books, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. And he's our good friend, Dan Pointer. Welcome back to the show.
How are you today, Jim?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always.
It's great to, as you said, it's been a long time. We've known each other for years,
yep.
And it's fun to watch you soar.
Well, I appreciate that. And you, too. You continue to do exciting things. And another thing that Dan and I both have in common, we've taken a number of one-way trips in an airplane before where we're part of the takeoff, but we're not part of the landing, meaning that we jumped out with a parachute. That's another thing. And, of course, we're both pilots. That's another thing. So aviation is a big part of our lives, Dan, both of our lives. But you're about to do something. You're about to embark on something that when I saw that you were doing it, all I wanted to say was, why? And that's, you're going to fly around the world on commercial airlines in 2 days. Now, tell us about it.
Well, just a little background on that. Because you're a pilot, you understand that when you're flying in a commercial airliner, you understand airframes and power plants and radio and navigation. You're not just a passenger, but you understand what's going on. I love to fly. I fly more than 6,000 miles every week. I spend 40% of my time outside the United States. I'm constantly flying. So I've made 20 round-the-world itineraries. I do a lot of out-and-back round trips, but 20 times I've done around the world in 4 years. And I just got this idea. I wonder how fast I could do it. And I spent about 3 days online going through all of the different airline sites and so on, and I found out I could do it in 2 days. So I'm going to take off on the 17th of May. I'm from Los Angeles.
Hold on. I don't want to talk about the itinerary yet.
Oh, okay.
I want to do that in the next segment. I do want to talk about the itinerary, but I want to talk about the why. Back to my first original question. I know you said you love to fly, but, you know, you get to fly a lot. All this is going to be doing is more flying. Why around the world in 2 days?
Okay. That depends on your audience and who I'm talking to. And this is very important
small business owners. Yeah.
Because you have to know your audience. This is what you teach, what you preach. Okay, if I'm talking to publishers, then I'm promoting my book, The Air Travel Handbook. If I'm talking to professional speakers, I tell them that I'm promoting my book on my speech on air travel. For the general public, a lot of them are interested in the price of gasoline and going green. And what I preach to them is that if you fly there, you're not only going to get there faster, but you're using public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Airlines are public transportation because it's a shared ride,
mm-hmm.
not your individual automobile. And again, as you point out, you get there a lot faster, and so you can enjoy more of your vacation. So you want to know your audience. You want to tailor your pitch. And to me, well, I'll tell you, just between us, you know, it's a challenge. It's fun. It's outrageous. It's different. And I love to fly.
Well, that's true, and you know, you're right about the airline thing. I mean, when I stopped flying myself as much was when I started making longer trips. More of my trips were outside of 300 miles, and frankly, you know, even though airline prices are still pretty high, in some ways they're not. I mean, if you consider your time, the value of your time, and the value of the other technology that it would take for you to get where you need to go, then, you know, airlines are a pretty good deal these days.
Well, you know, business people have to spend time on their business, and sometimes you have to get there, but you want to get there fast, and there's no faster way than air travel.
Right. But it's not fun. I mean, traveling on by commercial airlines, let me rephrase that. You have to love flying like you do to like what we go through today. And it's not just the airlines, but the TSA getting in and out of the airplane, before you get there is part of the problem. There's really nothing glamorous these days about flying. It might be fun to you, but it's not glamorous, is it?
Well, it certainly has changed, and as it changes, as it evolves, we adjust to it. So we're constantly changing along with the changes that we face.
Yeah.
But that's life.
Yeah. Give us your website, Dan.
Parapub.com, PARAPUB.com. Thanks, Parachutes and Publishing.
That way they can find all the different things you do there, folks. I've been telling you about that website for a long time. We come back, I'm going to get Dan to go through his itinerary. Where is he going to start? How's he going to? What stops is he going to make along the way? What kind of customs is he going to have to clear? And what's it going to cost? How about that? 20 tails. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.